Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
And now for something completely different.
Hey, I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm in 3 Halls of Fame. For the young fans, they don't give a damn. They just give a damn about themselves and what they're hearing now. And I got no problem with those rules. I know the rules going in. I'm happy to play the game that way.
And when Ivan came off with that knee drop from the top rope and he pinned me, I thought that something happened. I couldn't hear a thing. You could have heard the pin drop in that arena. It touched me so deeply that when I went in the dressing room, I really felt depressed.
I'll tell you that, I'll tell you right to his face. And with Hogan and I, if he wanted to get in a real street fight with me, trust me, he would lose. And he knew it.
You know, that's the other thing. They give you the belt, and they're like, okay, you're in charge of me. I was like, what?
When you mentioned a guy like Harley Race, that kind of legendary status, it's obvious why people would get upset.
As far as I'm concerned, Roddy Piper was not a wrestler. He wasn't even a good worker. If he had to go out and work his way to the top and not have good friends like Jim Barnett. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good guy. He's just not a tough guy.
Bro, I swear to you, I don't have an ego. Like, I don't give a crap. That stuff is not important to me. People don't know me. They have no idea of who I am. They know of me as being a fictional character that they saw on TV.
People didn't understand that, you know, the guy they saw in the ring that happened to be using his real name and happened to actually be the president of the company, they really believed that that guy that they loved to hate was actually a pretty decent guy. And I think many people have the perception that I really was that character.
Welcome to the two-man power trip of wrestling. Your host, JP John Paz, with a very special guest. I'm going to have to bring in the energy today because we got the energy drink king, Vinny Pacifico. Vinny, welcome to two-man power trip. How you doing?
You know it. Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on in your world? What are you up to?
A lot. A lot of just traveling, a lot of wrestling, a lot of just nonstop work. I've actually never been this tired before and ever in my life. And I've just been going through a lot of traveling, a lot of no sleep, but it's all worth it.
You know what you could do, to not be tired? Drink an energy drink.
That's true, too. That's true, too. That was good. That was good. No, yeah, I listen, I'm trying to limit them to us to a certain point, but they do come in handy when I need them.
Yes. Yes. So what's going on with just like what you're doing it and staying busy? Like you said, what are you doing? What have you been doing? Like traveling a lot?
Traveling a lot, constant wrestling, constant bookings, constant gym twice a day. Sometimes I'm trying to do, hit the ground running on a lot of different projects, a lot of things in wrestling and out, working on some deals in terms of sponsorships outside of wrestling as well as in. Like the G Fuel deal that I have is really cool, but also I'm working on a few others, and some projects I can't be mentioned. But just a lot of work, a lot of things that have to do with wrestling, and a lot that don't. So it's a lot that's going to make me more valuable as a talent.
Do you think it like right now, like you sound very mature because a lot of guys like it's all about the wrestling. You're kind of making the realization it's not all about the wrestling. It's about the other stuff and kind of putting it into your character, right?
Yeah, I yes. So the brand is Vinnie Power Punch Pacifico, right? Power Punch.
Yep.
But I feel like if Power Punch could be a name that's going to be used not only in wrestling and just as a as like a public figure and also an influencer, could be really good. You know, I wrestling's my world. Wrestling's number one, will always be. But I think that if I could become a brand outside pro wrestling as well, that would make me more valuable in wrestling. And it has. And, you know, being signed to G Fuel, because, like, again, my character is very energy, high energy, energy drink, also energy drink driven. You know what I mean? So it all coincides together and works really well. And then eventually I got signed by Bang Energy, which is awesome. And then G Fuel signed me after that. So it was just such a really cool transition. And it's really cool to see how the fans and the followers of G Fuel are gravitating towards me, because they're also wrestling fans, some of them, you know, and a lot, I noticed a lot of them call me like Stone Cold Steve Austin of G Fuel, which is pretty funny, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I believe, and also as I was saying, there are other projects that are being worked on that have to do with wrestling and also not wrestling. So it's like, it's a lot of things that will make my value increase. And I'm very excited for it.
How did the G Fuel thing come about? How did you get that?
So it was, how do I put this? So long story short, EC3 called me with our buddy JC and said, Vinny, you have the It Factor. We don't know what it is, but you have it. You need more of a character. And I was like, all right, great. And after hanging out with them all the time and learning from them and growing, they said, you drink a lot of energy drinks. How about you use this in your wrestling, you know, or at least entrance with it, or at least use it in your high energy. So take that and use that. So I started entrancing with the drink and maybe, you know, doing some funny little skits with the drink or whatever it is. And eventually I did a wrestling match in Oregon. I used a drink, an energy drink, in a match to like Popeye, right?
Yep.
Drank it, hooked up, did the whole comeback thing. And it went viral on Twitter and I think Instagram. I think it was Twitter. A week later, I got an email from Bang Energy, and the one that signed me. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe nothing. I was like, there's no way. X out the phone, went back to my drive, whatever. And then I went to the store. I look at the email, and there's signatures, like, in the bottom of the contract. Like, oh, hey, Vinny, and I was like, wow, this is actually legit. Sign with Bang. And that really put me on the map. You know what I mean? An independent wrestler signing a deal with a company as big as Bang is just like a really big deal, you know? Yep. So that blew me up, got me a lot of podcasts, got me really seen. And then eventually the Bang deal ended, sadly. Within 3 days, G Fuel signed me immediately. So that shows you like what I was doing was working and what I was doing was being seen, which is very, very cool and very humbling, you know, to see that like what I'm doing is being actually noticed. Did that. And then now G Fuel is also pushing me other directions in terms of like my growth, in terms of my name value, because G Fuel is a really big brand. They have like over 7 million followers on all social media. So it's really, really cool to see how these fans are like starting to look at wrestling and see what I'm doing and see what, and enjoying it, you know? So yeah, so I'm very, very blessed to be in the spot that I'm in right now.
I love it. What was the inspiration behind you doing that at first? Was it literally like, I'm going to be Popeye the Sailor Man with the spinach? Was that literally like your inspiration?
Yeah, I don't even, I mean, you know, it was sort of like, it was supposed to be a heel character, villain character, you could say. Because I was supposed to be so energetic, which I am, but so energetic, so, what's the word? So fidgety and so like over the top that it's annoying and fans end up hating me. So I tried doing that for a few shows and the fans ended up not hating me one bit and loving me even more than they could have ever possible, I thought. So I was like, okay, you know, let's just go with this and just, they're liking it. They're loving it. They're enjoying it. Let's just go full force into this. And then I guess maybe you could say it was Popeye-esque. It was more so like, think Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, you know, coming out, doing his thing, but also having the drinks being thrown at him or whatever, or Kurt Angle with the milk, you know, or Popeye, yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's an accessory that, like, you know, I'm a character, and this is, like, also an accessory that I have, you know what I mean? So think of an example of if I have action figure, someone asked me this once on a podcast. If I'm an action figure, I would want my shirt, my backwards hat, my necklace, I have a chain, and a drink, all in the action figure box with me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, that was what I really was like thinking about. You know, that's how I kind of like it, how it's like all connected into one brand and one character. And yeah, so that's how it all started. That was the inspiration, you know, like just like sort of all those things culminating into one. And yeah, it works.
It's like Jake the Snake. He's got the snake in his action figure. You got the energy drink.
Exactly. Right? You have to have, I think there's layers what you could do. You know, like, yes, in the ring, I'm high energy. Yes, I could do all these crazy things, but also have layers behind it, have reasons for something. Like, you know what I mean? So there's just so much you could do with like wrestling. It's a beautiful art form that if you think outside the box, you do extra things, it could make the world of a difference. You know what I mean? Adding just spunk or adding like a certain movement to what you do in the ring can just mean so much. An example of that, we Randy Orton, I'm sure you as you know, you see what he does in the ring. He's phenomenal. The small things matter so much. So if you just see, if I'm in the ring, I'm doing a small, like, little movement or a type of facial expression or the way I, you know, grab my body part, if I'm in pain, you know, just, there's just so much that every character, you have to be unique about everything you do.
That is so true. And learning that now, I mean, Orton, you're right. Every little thing that he does means something in the ring. And then, you know, obviously gets the crowd excited, gets the crowd to pop, but he doesn't go crazy and do a million Canadian destroyers or anything like that. I mean, he does small things that just he knows how to execute out there. That's great to learn that.
Exactly. And that's something that I study him. I study him, Kurt Angle, a lot of John Cena, a lot of Bryan Danielson, a lot of Dolph Ziggler. Just a lot. These people are just so good at what they do. And yeah, and it was just when you find what works for you and you explore it and you make it work in other ways. Because also, I believe as a character, you got to put yourself in situations that you wouldn't normally be in, right? So if I'm wrestling the Boogeyman, right, what would Power Punch do against the Boogeyman? Or what would Power Punch do against Great Khali? These are two different matches, but two different huge opponents that I would have to wrestle differently. So it's just really cool to have a character and something that works for you and just find ways to make it work different with each opponent you have.
Very true. Very true. Now, like, let's say you went viral, right? What is that like? What was that like? Because not, you know, everybody kind of aspires like, oh, I hope I go viral. Hope I get noticed. Hope, like, what is that actual feeling like? Because it's almost surreal, right? It's got to be.
It's crazy. It's crazy to just see how it happened. And that whole 3 month period of my career was like a snowball effect. You know, I did a red carpet, in California with my wife. We did some like really cool thing. And actually I signed a bank contract over there. I had some people with me who were very smart with contracts. So that's where that happened. And then after that, I did, the Kurt Angle podcast, and I was talking to him, and then I was talking to, then the bank thing ended, and then the G Fuel got me on, and then all this snowballed really quick. And then New Japan got me booked on their show. And then I got booked for a place in Japan. So like everything was a snowball effect from that moment on. And it was just crazy because actually thinking of it, my mother-in-law passed away the 1st of January of last year. I had AEW the 5th or the 4th on a Wednesday, right? And then the 6th, on a Saturday, it might have been the 7th. I'm sorry if I'm getting the dates wrong. Usually I'm really good with dates. It might be the 8th, but that Saturday, that was the moment I went viral. You know, like, well, once the footage got released, that went viral, right?
Yep.
And then from there, did the LA red carpet walk. Then I signed the contract with Bang, and then announced the Bang thing. And then from there, I had some really good opponents. EC3, I had all these really, really sick opponents that are wrestling EC3, Rocky Romero, Matt Sydal, Bobby Fish. Like, all, so it's like, it's just really just snowballing from like big match to big match to big match to traveling here, traveling there, LA, Texas, Florida, Oregon, Seattle, and just nonstop. And then the big deals came about. And then being on the Kurt Angle podcast is a really big deal for me. And then later on, getting on the Gangrel podcast, because Gangrel is somebody who I want to mention right now, is somebody who has so much faith in me and someone who's put a lot of work into me and helped me out a lot in my career. So I want to just give him a shout out. Dave, I love you. You're an amazing guy. And yeah, so all that, and then actually the Road Dog podcast got me even more exposed. So just so much has happened in the last year, and I'm so blessed to be able to do the things I've done, because it's not common, you know? So that's how it all started. That's how it all snowball affected into this, to what it is now.
It's interesting with AEW, because you were there in 2020, right? During the pandemic. And then when, once you kind of got, you know, got hotter, it caught some fire, you returned years later.
So yes,
much different, right? Much different feeling than when, hey, I'm just going there, losing a Wardlow, you know, yep, real quick. And then when you came back this time around.
So different. So much different. And just so, just everything was just so, it was just such a crazy feeling, because, you know, we had lost my mother-in-law. So it was just so, like, my mind was in a totally different place, just like grinding, you know, because when I just used that as fuel to get better and as fuel to work harder and just do something to make a difference.
Is that a place you'd like to go back to?
Yes, 100%. I feel as if that locker room is just so amazing. And I've worked in a lot of locker rooms, Ring of Honor, Evolve, New Japan. I've been in so many locker rooms, and I will tell you, AEW is like one of my favorite ones to ever go in, you know. And even just the also, to be fair, a lot of the ROH guys when I was in Ring of Honor are also at AEW now, but doesn't matter. I'll tell you, that locker room is bar none so hardworking, so passionate, and so ready to just make wrestling better. And that's where I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of a locker room that wants to grow. And I was a part of NXT locker room also, and that was really fun too. So both places I really enjoyed working for.
Any like talks, anything like that, where, hey, maybe it's potential that I could be, you know, looking their way possibly, or maybe goals of heading that direction.
Goals. Definitely goals. I want to be, I have so many goals. I want to be everywhere that I can be. I want to be everywhere at once. And that's a problem, because I get myself in situations where it's like, I have so much happening, and it's just like, it's a little overwhelming, but I've been very good to where, you know, it all evens out. But yes, I definitely would love to work for AEW again. NXT is definitely a place I want to work. You know, Road Dogg sees a lot in me, and we talk. Gabe Sapolsky is somebody I talk to. Gabe is the man. I love Gabe. Gabe Sapolsky is one of my favorite people. So yeah, these are just things that I'm working towards, and it's feeling really cool to just see things play out in my career.
Very cool to see some of these videos and some other viral videos you made go. What has kind of been your favorite one? I like the Dreamer one, because he's always good as like the straight man, and you're like a nut. But then also Ken Anderson turns into a nut, so that one is good too. But what's kind of your favorite?
I'm so happy you love those two, because those are my two favorites also. Tommy Dreamer was phenomenal to do one with, because he was just so down. I was like, hey, like, you want to do one? He's like, oh, hell yeah. I have an idea already. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. You know, it was so cool. It just meant the world to me to be able to do that with him. Ken was also very into it. Ken loved it. Like, it's so cool to see how these people, like, get the character. You know what I mean? And worked well with me. Like, every promo I've done, every skit that I've done, one take. Except for, like, maybe two of them. But, like, it doesn't take more than a few minutes to do it. You know, you're in and out, done. But Ken was very down, and Ken literally said, let's just do this and just off the rail, go into it. No need to discuss anything, just go. And it was really, really good. So yeah, I would say Ken, Mr. Kennedy, one of my favorite ones, Tommy Dreamer, Gangrel was always a hit. I want to do an updated one with him, because, I didn't do a G Fuel one with him. I did, the OG and the OG drinks that I had. With him. I really enjoyed John Morrison. The John Morrison one was more of like a comedy skit more than Andy drinks. You know, that was just more of like a fun one to do with somebody. But yeah, like, these are everything. They're not just Andy drinks. They could be anything. I have such a fun character. I feel like I could do anything that I want to do with this character. Whether it's terribly doing parkour, whether it's, you know, falling on my, whatever it is, it could be, I feel like my character, if I really dive deep into my who I am as a person, I can be really funny. And if I go into that, I think money can be made. So yeah, content I have to say, creator, favorite yeah. one, sorry, favorite one, Kennedy.
You're a content creator, you know what I mean? Like, you're not yeah. just energy drink, not just wrestling, you're a content creator. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Is it hard to pitch some of those guys? Like, let's say maybe they don't get it, or they're like, hey, I'm pitching you an idea, or is everybody pretty open to it?
Everyone, like, a lot of them have seen them already. So they kind of, I think most of them have seen them and gets it already. Who didn't understand? I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone really got it so far. And everyone really, and then some people ask me to do them, like, come to me at the show. Hey, Vinny, want to do a video? I love your videos. Can I be a part of one? And I'm like, and I like to help people. I have a very big helping heart where I just want to help people yep. out. So I'll always try to give someone a helping hand if you're a good person, you know. And I'll definitely throw them in a video. And a few people have actually hit me up and like, hey, Vinny, I sold a few shirts after doing this with you. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool to see that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure actually everyone's got it, except maybe just like one. I don't remember. I had to explain to them. Pretty much it's not that hard, honestly. You just say, hey, like, I do these things where I have a drink and I'm just over the top and energetic, and we just go from there. It's pretty simple, you know?
And it's cool that they, you know, since you were viral, a lot of them probably saw it already. Like, oh, I want a piece of this, or I want to be part of this. Or like Kurt Angle, even, a guy you watched and loved, messaged you and said, hey, you got to be on my podcast. I want to be a part of this in some way.
I love to do Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, because I think it's just the milk and the drink. It works so well. It works so well. EC3 was really good to do one with, because he's just so good. I don't know if I don't think people understand how good he really is, and how deep, like, everything he does means something, and his character work is bar none. Just like, if you literally take a step back and watch EC3 as a character, it's just phenomenal. And he's really one of the best. I have to give him credit for that.
As we wind it down, head towards the finish here, give me a couple dream matches, and then aside, give me some dream like videos you'd like to do, like maybe like a Steve Austin beer versus drink or something. But give me both of those.
Wow, you're amazing. This is a fun podcast. You're amazing. So yeah, I would say dream match that I have. I mean, are these possible matches, or are these just like,
could be, throw it out there. Yeah, it could be anything.
Bryan Danielson's a match that I've always wanted. He's my favorite wrestler of all time. Bryan Danielson. I'm wrestling Paul London, who's a dream match of mine, next month, March 23rd at Pro Wrestling Magic. So that's been a dream match of mine for a long time, and finally it's happening. Paul London is bar none, one of the best in the business. But yeah, Bryan Danielson is a dream match. Definitely Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth. Rocky Romero, a rematch with him, would be a match that I would love to have again, because he's just phenomenal. Probably the best guy I've been in the ring with in my career. Kurt Angle, of course, who wouldn't wrestle Kurt Angle? And I would say also Shawn Michaels. Talking about like people in general who I love to wrestle and dream matches, yep. those are mine. Yep. And dream skits or dream promo work, right? Segments, yep. you want to call it. Say Kurt Angle with the milk and energy drink is hilarious, I feel like. Steve Austin, because just writes itself, right?
Yep.
I gotta say, John Cena, because who is a better promo than John Cena? There is none, in my opinion. And I would say CM Punk, and maybe just one more, because CM Punk with the Pepsi, right? Yeah. One more, I would say. Triple H.
Oh, you do the water.
Yes. And I don't know why I'm picking all people with just like drinks and stuff. Well, John Cena I picked, and also, you know, if you want. But I'm saying, like, I think these people would really challenge me as a promo. You know what I mean? And really have me step out of my game. Kevin Owens also, because he's just I've really grown to appreciate promo guys and just how much work goes into it and how good you got to really work on them. Like I said, EC3 and I, we sat in a room hours on hours doing promos together. And EC3, another one of EC3 would be cool, because EC3 is just awesome to work with, like I said.
Any places you want to work? I know you work Japan, but any other places you want to work?
In terms of countries?
Yeah.
I am actually debuting in a place that I would love to work in France later this year, which is, I think France is beautiful, and getting to wrestle there will be awesome. So yeah, I'm going there later this year to France. I'm going back to the UK most likely July or August. I want to go back to Japan. And also, I would say Italy.
Nice. Very cool. Now, what are some goals of yours? Like, just could be wrestling, not wrestling. Like, what do you want to do? You know what I mean? Like, what does the future look like?
I would like to get signed, of course, and work for a brand and, you know, grow with the brand and make the brand better. And just, you know, that's always a goal. I feel like that's always someone's goal, I feel like, as a wrestler. But I also want to create a brand so big that even after I'm 30 years, 40 years wrestling, or even like after that, I'm a producer or whatever, own a school, that brand is still being carried on. So that's like the Power Punch brand, you know. So I'm going to break some ice, but I want to get my own drink and my own energy drink. And that's something that's like, we're talking some things about that. There's other brands being discussed, and there are things that are being put in motion that will be possibly really good for my future. So that's the whole goal, is just to grow as a brand, grow as a wrestler, and become so valuable that I will elevate anywhere that I work and people that I work with.
Love that. And Emperor Palpatine is the greatest character in Star Wars history, for sure.
The best. He is so genius, and he manipulates so many people. And he will literally manipulate you right in front of your face as he's killing your son, right? Like, is that crazy to you that he's literally killing Luke, and then tells Luke to kill his father. And yeah, it's like, and then Darth Vader's like looking at him like, are you kidding me? That was just crazy to me. The balls he has, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then manipulating young Anakin into killing Mace Windu. I mean, he's a master manipulator.
Exactly. Exactly. It's crazy, and I love it. It's so good.
Now, as far as you, where could everybody find you? G Fuel, Power Punch, everything you, where can everybody find you?
Oh, where can they find me? So if you want to find G Fuel, or you want to buy G Fuel, go on gfuel.com, and anything you buy, Power Punch in the code, get a nice discount. You can follow me on Instagram at Vinny Pacifico, Twitter, Vinny Pacifico 1, Instagram, Vinny Pacifico. I said that already. I'm sorry. Facebook, Vinny Pacifico. Pretty simple. Twitter is the best one because that's where everything goes. I have all my promos and my highlights. And that's Vinny Pacifico 1.
Any more viral videos that we should be expecting anytime soon?
Yes. Yes. And there are a lot of things in the motion that is, I can't really put too much out there, but I can say that there will be something very soon that should very well give everyone an inside look at what Power Punch really is in the best way possible.
Awesome. Vinny, thank you so much for all the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate you. I had a great time.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother.
Introducing first, from Staten Island, New York, weighing 170 pounds, he is the one you can count on, but you can't count out, Vinny Power Punch Pacifico!
My name is Vinny Pacifico. I am a lifelong Staten Islander, 9-year pro wrestler. I've had some really cool opportunities to wrestle people like Legend Gangrel, EC3, Matt Sydal, Bobby Fish, and I've had some opportunities to work for the biggest companies in the world, such as Evolve, NXT, Ring of Honor, AEW. I've had some chances to work for them. New Japan was a really big one that I've had. I've had opportunities to do the Kurt Angle podcast, the Gangrel podcast, Bust Open podcast with Tommy Dreamer and Thunder Rosa, and these amazing people I get to meet and talk to and learn from. And I just want to keep doing that. My first wrestling event I went to was SummerSlam 2007. Main event was John Cena, Randy Orton. We went there for my birthday present, I believe it was. And it was just a really fun time, and my fandom of wrestling grew. Eventually, I'm playing football in high school, and I started to think, I want to pursue wrestling. I want to chase that goal. Me and my father went to a meet and greet to meet Daniel Bryan in New York City. And I was in awe, because this is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. This is the guy who made me want to become a wrestler. I asked him, hey, I want to wrestle. I want to try this. I want to pursue this. Any advice? And he said, just chase it. Just believe in yourself and just do it. Daniel Bryan was a very big star in Ring of Honor, so that was a school that spoke to me. I said, I want to go to this school. And they were the most welcoming people in the world. We would have trips, wrestling trips. We'd go to shows, and best time ever. We'd be in the car together, eating, hanging out, wrestling, going from there to the hotel, sleep, wake up, do it again. Being backstage with people and interacting with them and getting their insight on things, bar none, the biggest learning experience of my career. And over time, I just got better and better and better. Day-to-day as a wrestler is very demanding. So you have to eat a certain way, you have to think a certain way, you have to perform a certain way. You have to be an athlete, someone who can adapt to anything. A very, very big thing that you need to do is have a mindset of, I get to do these things. I don't have to go to the gym. I get to go to the gym. Because some people don't have that luxury. I get to go travel across the country, even though it's tiring, but I get to do that. Someone's paying me money to go fly across the country and wrestle and live my dream. So I've had people tell me, oh, you're small. How long are you gonna do this? Do you get somewhere? I've heard everything. I just didn't stop. It just comes down to believing in yourself and betting on yourself. I envisioned things happening, and I took the steps that I needed to take to make them happen. I was, 5'7", people are towering over me, people are huge, people are jacked. I got picked. There were some moments of self-doubt. I had a moment where I got depressed. I gained some weight. And some would say, ah, you don't look bad. No, but when I looked in the mirror, I did not like how I looked. Actually, it took EC3 to pull me out of that bad patch I had. He put me on a new diet and workout plan. Within 2 weeks, I dropped 18 pounds, and I looked the best I've ever looked. And that next week, I wrestled him. And he looked in my face and said, damn, you're good. My self-doubt completely left me. For the longest time, I was trying to find myself in wrestling. You need to have a sort of a character or sort of a hook for fans to, something to latch onto. I needed something for myself. I was always this young, naive, funny, goofy character, but I didn't have a hook. I had an idea. I created a character, I created a brand based off caffeine, energy, and energy drinks. Basically, Vinny Power Punch Pacifico. I started doing these videos, these skits, these in-ring moments with energy drinks, and these fun spots. So I'll have really good matches that include really cool wrestling, but I'll include some funny, memorable moments with energy drinks. And eventually I got a contract with one of the biggest energy drink brands in the world, G Fuel. And ever since then, I've been doing these skits, these commercials, these funny videos with energy drinks and other wrestlers, and they've been going viral. Really, I'm just so blessed that it just happened the way it did, where I had a very good character, marketable character, and it just fell right into my lap where this company had faith in me to take their company to the next level. So I want to be able to wrestle the best in the world and be able to become one of the best in the world. I've already created such a huge brand with my character, with my promos, with everything that I've been doing in the last year, and I just want to keep going. I never am satisfied. I'm always thinking, what can I do next? What can I do further? What can I do to make me better each day? I want to be able to change and motivate other people around me. I want to be able to be a light in people's life. And I want to be someone people could look to and not give up because of.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.